各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Good night to all my brothers and sisters.
我们请翻开《耶利米哀歌》第二章。
Let's turn to the Book of Lamentations, chapter 2.
耶利米哀歌第二章。
Lamentations, chapter 2.
耶利米哀歌第二章十九节。
Lamentations, chapter 2, verse 19.
第二章十九节，请读。
Chapter 2, verse 19. Arise, cry out in the night, as the watches of the night begin. Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to Him for the lives of your children, who faint from hunger at the head of every street.
这边耶利米啊，在谈到夜间这个交更的时候，他在神面前倾心如水。
Here Jeremiah mentions how he cries out his heart like water at the beginning of the night.
那这是用跟神沟通啊，用倾心如水这句话来形容。
And he describes his communication with God like pouring out his heart like water.
所以今天晚上想用倾心如水的沟通我们来谈一谈夫妻沟通的问题。
So tonight I'd like to use the topic pour out thy heart like water in communication as mutual encouragement for spousal communications.
最近有个姐妹跟我讲说她在跟先生冷战。
And recently a sister just told me she is in a cold war with her husband.
她说以前刚结婚的时候自己是乖乖牌的太太。
And she admitted that when she first got married, she was a very obedient wife.
现在孩子长大了，发觉到长久下来做乖乖牌好像都会被先生欺负啊。
And now that her children has grown up, she realized that as she was always very obedient, she was taken advantage of.
所以最近展开绝地大反攻。
So just recently, she started a strategy.
就是不会那么乖了了
哦。That she will no longer be as obedient as she used to be.
所以小弟就想说，夫妻在一起要从圣经来学习怎么样沟通。
So I thought to myself, as the spouses, they stay together, we should learn how to communicate through the Bible.
很多人结婚之前对婚姻都抱一个理想。
And for many people, prior to marriage, they hold this ideal for marriage.
结婚之后才会知道，这原来是一场噩梦。
Then after marriage, they realized this ideal had become a nightmare.
结婚之前常常想说这是至死不渝的一个事情。
And prior to marriage, they would feel that it is something that will last till death.
但是结婚之后才会知道很多婚姻都是一种短暂的游戏。
Then after marriage, they realize that many marriages are just a very transient game.
我们圣经上对婚姻的定义就是两个人成为一体。
In the biblical definition of marriage is to become one.
那神所配合的人不可以分开。
And man cannot separate what the Lord has put together.
可是当人在肉体是一体精神层次没有一体的时候就是他们的沟通出了问题。
However, when men have unified, men and women have unified in physically but not mentally, it means their communication has gone wrong.
这样子就会造成这种离婚的问题或者是婚姻出了毛病。
Eventually, that will cause divorce or any kind of marriage problems.
所以我们用倾心如水的沟通，我们来谈一谈先祖的沟通。
So, we would like to share with you first point about communication like water.
就是我们来谈先祖的沟通。
The first is
forefathers.
Communication of our forefathers.
我们从以上的例子来谈一谈这个沟通的重要性。
Learn of the importance of communication from the example of Isaac.
我们从雅各的例子来谈一谈沟通的技巧。
And we'll talk about the technique of communication through the example of Jacob.
我们从亚伯拉罕的例子来谈一谈在困难的时候怎么样沟通。
And from Abraham, we'll learn of how to communicate in times of difficulties.
这个以撒的婚姻在我们传统的讲话里面应该是最标准的他们是凭着老仆人的介绍而结合而成的。
And when we talk about traditional marriage, Isaac is an exemplary marriage for he was introduced by his old servant.
但是不代表我们在主内联婚婚姻一定就是幸福快乐。
But it does not mean as long as we marriage within the Lord, our marriage will be perfect.
我们知道以撒跟利百加他们在沟通上面在婚姻上面有一些沟通上的问题。
And we realize that Isaac and Rebecca had some communication problems.
他们来自不同的家庭，不同的国家。
And for they came from different family and culture backgrounds.
Even different country.
Even different countries.
重新来讲是这样。那所以我们知道没有沟通的情况之下造成很多的问题。
So discover without communication, many problems arose.
第一个问题啊造成因为两个沟通不良啊对孩子的偏爱啊不一样。
And first, it was the problem of bias and favoritism toward their children.
我们来看创世纪的25章28节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25, verse 28.
二十五章二十八节
Genesis 25 verse 28
创世纪二十五章二十八节
Genesis 25 verse 28
请念
Isaac who had the taste for wild game loved Esau but Rebekah loved Jacob
这个夫妻啊对孩子偏爱不一样
So the husband and wife show favoritism to different children
因为爸爸爱吃打猎的东西啊
For the father loved the taste of wild game.
可能妈妈比较喜欢安静的孩子。
And perhaps the mom loved someone, the children that was quieter.
那如果夫妻两个人意见不一样哦，常常在孩子面前吵架哦，这个对孩子很不好。
So if the spouse often had differing opinion and always fight in front of the children.
那如果夫妻的意见不一样，孩子也可以会知道，而且因为你们不一样，他们彼此之间会带来更大的竞争性。
And due to the different opinions, there will be more competition, and the children will realize that.
所以你看啊，以撒就更爱打猎了，来取悦爸爸。
So we can see that Esau loved to hunt more in order to please his father.
雅各更安静来取悦妈妈。
Jacob became more quiet in order to please his mother.
两个有一种争宠的问题。
And there is a competition for favoritism.
这是因为啊，夫妻对孩子的看法、教育各方面都不太一样。
It is because the spouse has different approach to education or the way they raise their children.
沟通不良的结果。
And that was a consequence of ill communication.
而且在对一个很重要的祝福上面呢、啊，他们也没有沟通。
Especially when it comes to this very important blessing, they also did not communicate.
所以以撒就照自己的意思啊，想要来祝福以扫。
So Isaac used his own way to bless Esau.
那后来这个妈妈就帮助雅各来骗爸爸的祝福。
Then later, the mother helped Jacob to trick the father.
那因为夫妻没有沟通啊，造成兄弟的相恨，甚至他们。哥哥想要杀弟弟。
And due to the ill communication of the parents, it caused that the brothers hated each other and wanted to kill each other.
我们来看创世纪的二十七章是十一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 27 verse 41.
二十七章是十一节。
Genesis 27 verse 41.
二十七章是十一节。
Verse 41.
请念。
41. Esau held a grudge against Jacob because of the blessings his father had given him. He said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob."
这个结果实在是他们沟通不良造成的。
And this consequence is caused by their ill communication.
以撒心中很多的怨恨。
So inside of Esau was
对不起，以扫啊。
Inside of Esau was filled with grudges and hatred.
甚至要到杀的地步。
Even to the point of killing his brother.
你想想看，如果利百加哈懂得啊把神的意思啊跟以撒来沟通。
So if we think if Rebecca had known how to communicate the will of God to Isaac.
把她怀孕的时候神怎么对利百加说的啊将来大的要不是小的事情啊好好的啊提醒先生。
To remind Isaac what God has told Rebecca while she was birth that the old shall serve the young.
那这个事情就不会产生啊。
Then this result would not have happened.
真的，如果因为这样子啊，如果后来不再沟通啊，真的会造成一天死两个孩子的悲惨结局。
And truly, if they no longer communicated, it would have this result of two of their children being dead.
所以我们看到，其实夫妻不良沟通的结果很惨哦。
So we can see this tragic ending caused by their ill communication.
甚至造成婚离啊，造成悲剧。
Even to cause separation and isolation.
我们来看这个参考四世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Judges.
四世纪十四章记载参孙到亭拿那边看到一个女生啊。
And Judges chapter 14 records how Samson went to this place Tina and saw this woman.
然后呢就要娶她做太太，后来就娶她做太太了。
And he took her in as his wife.
那参孙呢、你就会知道说他在结婚的宴席上面呢、出个谜语给那些非利士人来猜啊。
You can see in his wedding banquet, he gave this riddle for the Philistines to guess.
那并且用这个跟非利士人来打赌。
He even gambled on this riddle with the Philistines.
那结果呢、这个参孙跟他太太结婚的时候，他 他的这些非利士人一直威胁他太太要知道这个答案是什么。
After he had wedded his wife, the Philistines threatened his wife to find out the answer.
但是这件事情呢，他太太从来就是没有跟参孙来沟通。
But this incident, his wife never communicated with Samson.
我们来看四世纪四章的十五节。
Let's look at Judges chapter 14, verse 15.
14章十五节。
Chapter 14, verse 15. On the fourth day, they said to Samson's wife, "Coax your husband into explaining the riddle for us, or we will burn you and your father's household to death. Do you invite us here to rob us?"
我们到来跳过来读十七节。
Verse 17. She cried the whole 7 days of the feast, so on the seventh day, he finally told her because she continued to press him, she turned and explained the riddle to her people.
从第一天到第七天，这个太太从来没有把她心中的挣扎、困难、被威胁这个事情跟先生来沟通。
So from the first day to the seventh day, this wife never communicated this struggle inside of her with her husband.
这也是异族的联婚呐。
And this was a marriage between different countries.
这也是一种不同信仰的联婚呢。
It was a marriage between different religions.
这样异族又是不同信仰，你更需要沟通啊。
And with this kind of difference, you need even more communication.
结果他们没有做到。
But as a result, they failed to do so.
到最后真的很可怜哦。
So with much pity.
到最后他们这个婚姻就破裂了。
And they ended up resulting in a broken marriage.
我们看十五章第二节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 2.
请念。后来参孙去找他的岳父啊，他的岳父跟他怎么说呢？
And this was Samson's father-in-law said to him.
看看读第二节。
Verse 2, I was so sure you thoroughly hated her, he said, that I gave her to your friend. Isn't her younger sister more attractive? Take her instead.
这个参孙的太太后来归给他最好的朋友啊。
So later, Samson's wife was given to his best friend.
那不但这样子，后来太太又被烧死了。
And not only that, she was burned to death.
我们来读第六节。
Let's read verse 6. When the Philistines asked who did this, they were told Samson, the Timnite's son-in-law, because his wife was given to his friend. So the Philistines went up and burned her and her father to death.
这实在是很可怜的悲剧。
So this is indeed a tragic ending.
后来参孙因为太太不见了，他就去杀非利士人。
And because his wife went missing, he went and killed the Philistines.
非利士人知道是参孙的这个是参孙的缘故啊，后来就去找他太太报复。
And once they knew that it was Samson who did it, they took revenge on his wife.
所以你看，真的缺乏沟通，没有一起解决问题的结果，就是夫妻分离，悲剧产生，烧身之祸。
So we can see the result and the consequence of ill communication and lack of communication is its tragic ending.
今天也是一样。
And likewise for us today.
因为没有好好的沟通呢，我们知道美国的婚姻离婚率大概是 50%。
And due to ill communication, we know the divorce rate in the United States is about 50%.
很多人说离婚的没关系，我可以再婚，可是我们知道吗？其实第二次结婚的离婚率是 67%。
And some say it is okay if I divorce, I can remarry, but in actuality, the divorce rate for second marriage is 67%.
第三次再结婚又离婚的百分比是 74%。
And the divorce rate for those who married the third time is 74%.
换句话说，如果一个人结婚三次啊，四个人当中有三个人离婚的。
So I can say if a person married four times, three out of four of them divorce.
所以其实不是你的婚姻的问题，其实不一定是对方的问题，是我们不晓得，第一次就是不晓得怎么跟我们的配偶来做一个好好的沟通。
So the marital problems you have may not always come from the other party, rather you yourself don't know how to communicate.
如果不懂得沟通，你再找一个，还是一样的问题。
And doesn't matter if you find another spouse, as long as you don't know how to communicate.
这个离婚率这么高呢？另外一个统计数字就是25岁以前结婚的离婚率更高。
So with such a high rate, there's another statistic that those who married before 25 have a high rate of divorce.
35岁到40岁结婚的离婚率是就是我看统计是最比较低的了哦。
And for those who marry from the 30s to 40s have a lower rate of divorce.
那是告诉我们什么东西呢？
So what does it tell us?
当一个人不成熟的时候，不懂得沟通的时候，不懂得知道怎么沟通的时候呢？可能最后会有这样的情形。
So when a person is immature or not yet mature and do not know how to communicate, that might be the result of their marriage.
我们说后来以撒他也学习到跟利百加他们学习到沟通的重要性。
And later we know Isaac learned of the importance of communication.
他们也试着学着沟通。
And they had tried to communicate with each other.
所以今天我们也要知道这个重要性，要学着沟通。
So today we must know this importance and learn to communicate.
我们看来创世纪27章42节。
Let's turn back to Genesis 27 verse 42.
42节到46节。
From verse 42 to 46.
42节，创世纪27章47到46节。
Genesis 27:42-46.
请读。
42. When Rebekah had told what her older son Esau had said, she sent for her younger son Jacob and said to him, "Your brother Esau is consoling himself with the thought of killing you." 43. Now then, my son, do what I say. Flee at once to my brother Laban in Haran. 44. Stay with him for a while until your brother's fury subsides. 45. When your brother is no longer angry with you and forgets what he did to him, what you did to him, I'll send word for you to come back for.
我们先读到这里哈。其实利百加他心中有一个打算呢。
So Rebecca already had this plan.
这下不沟通不行了，不沟通哦，我这个一门两岸呐、啊，两个人死啊，这一定要学习怎么沟通啦。
So now she has no choice but to learn how to communicate.
那你看46节，这是一个非常典范的啊，值得我们学习的，告诉我们这个沟通对整个事情的帮助。
And 46 is an exemplary communication telling us how we should communicate.
请读46节。
46, then Rebecca said to Isaac, I'm disgusted with living because of this Hittite woman. If Jacob takes a wife from among the women of this land, from Hittite women like these, my life will not be worth living.
这是、啊、真的很重要的让我们学习的话，沟通的话。
So this is a very important verse to us when.
因为这一决啊啊，后来他们的兄弟的问题就暂时得到处理了。
And it's because of this, their problem between the brothers had a temporary solution.
他们的怨恨、他们的相杀就得到一个暂时的解决。
There's a temporary solution to their grudges and hatred.
那这个沟通到底利百加怎么说的呢
？So what exactly did Rebecca say?
你知道我们沟通的时候常常会讲很多的你怎么样啊？也许利百加可以这样讲，都是你哦。太爱这个以扫了啦，所以才造成今天的问题啦，赶快叫雅各啊，叫雅各离开家庭。
And many times in our communication, we always point our fingers at others. For example, Rebecca could have said, it is you who love Jacob too much.
都是你贪吃啦。
It's all your fault for being so greedy.
我们常沟通的时候不是用这样的语调吗？都是你的问题。
Isn't this the tone we often use to say that it is your problem?
但是一个真正好的沟通就是学习讲我的感受是什么。
The effective of communication is to try to tell the other party how I feel.
他都没有谈到这个啊啊啊，要他心中的计划，他只有讲他心中对于啊这个赫人呐、啊、女子啊，他说啊我啊，因这个赫人女子，我连性命都厌烦了。
So Rebecca here never mentioned her plan, rather she talked of the Hittite woman, how her life was not worth living.
我活着还有什么益处？
And what is my life worth?
真的，你的感受，你不要讲，我们刚沟通的时候不要讲，你怎么样，你老是怎么样，你怎么样，要讲我的感受现在是这样子的。我现在实在是我活得都我觉得很不耐烦呢。
So it's really in your communication, let us not always say it is you because of this, rather tell our own feelings.
你看他那个沟通的内容，他很 specific 哦，不是很 general。他把那个事情，因为这个赫人的女子哦。
So we can see she was very specific in her communication. She pointed out it was a Hittite woman.
可是我们一般人沟通总是，我们老师会喜欢讲什么？你老是那个样子啦，你总是不会改的，你老是爱以扫啦。这个感觉就很不一样，因为你没有指出事情，你只是一个抱怨而已啊。
So in our communication, we often say it is you. You are always like this. You never change. It is you who always loved Esau. That if we do this, our problem will never be solved.
真的，我会知道我们日常生活当中常常说出一些令人反感的沟通问题。
And truly, sometimes in our lives, we say or make statement that will annoy others.
你有没有有时候跟太太讲说？你老是哦，牙膏都乱挤，人家都嘛是从下面开始挤，你老是乱挤，
and,
你老是， and, 这个就是很 general， 不是啊。
So do we ever make this general statement to your spouse, saying you always squeeze your toothpaste from the bottom rather from the middle？
不是说哦，我今天感到有点不舒服哦，因为你那个牙膏我看哦又乱掉了、啊、又不一样哦。
Instead, we never say today I don't feel so good because you always squeeze it in the wrong way。
我看到牙膏好像又乱了。
It seems that the toothpaste is a little bit messy.
这个感觉真的是不一样的。
So this feeling is very different.
所以今天我们圣经上跟我们讲，我们说话不要浮躁，说话浮躁如刀刺人。
So like the Bible tells us, we should not speak hastily, like in a sword piercing.
就说温良的舌头是生命树。你讲得很温柔，它是一个生命树。
And that a gentle tongue is the tree of life.
所以今天我们真的要学习，知道沟通的重要性，学习怎么样 把我们的情绪感觉适当的表达出来。
So today we must learn of the importance of communication and learn how to communicate our own feelings effectively.
无论怎么样，我们真的要学习沟通，不要不沟通。
And regardless of what, we must learn how to communicate.
我以前听到一个传道讲的故事啊。
And one time I heard of a story from another preacher.
一对夫妻吵架，他们就不讲话了。
When a spouse fought, they were unwilling to speak to each other.
结果，可是先生有一件很重要的事情啊，就写个一张条子给太太说。明天我要赶飞机，早上六点钟，请你一定要把我叫醒。
So, but something important came up. So the husband wrote the wife a note saying, "I need to leave for the airport at 6, so please wake me up."
结果隔天他很有信心，太太会叫他。结果隔天九点多起来，哎，怎么太太没有叫我呢
？So next morning she woke up at 9 with faith that his wife would actually wake him up at 6.
啊，结果想要去骂他太太，忽然发觉到说，他的头旁有一张纸条说，现在六点钟了，赶快起床。
So when he wanted to get up and actually yell at his wife, he found this note by his head saying, "It is 6 o'clock. Please wake up."
啊，这个就是没有沟通的一个结果。
And that is a result of failing to communicate.
我们再来看看其实雅各他让我们学习到沟通的技巧。
And now let us look at Jacob, whom we can learn the technique of communication.
看下一个下一个 slide. 我们学到雅各他很懂得找时间沟通。
You will realize that Jacob always found time to communicate.
我们来看创世纪三十一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 31.
三十一章第四节。
Chapter 31, verse 4.
来，请读。
Verse 4. So Jacob sent word to Rachel and Leah and come out to the fields where his flocks were.
我们知道雅各他牧羊非常的忙碌。
And we know Jacob was very occupied with herding the sheep.
但是不代表我们生活忙碌就忽略了沟通的问题。
But just because our life is busy doesn't mean we can neglect communication.
我们刚提到说，我们跟神祷告是清心如水啊，就是你在神面前沟通啊，你要跟他祷告，你是一种倾心如水的。
If we have mentioned when we communicate and pray to God, it is like our heart being poured out like water.
那今天我们跟神祷告，你一定要找出时间来祷告，不是吗？
Isn't it true that when we pray to God, we must find time to pray to Him?
那圣经讲说，我们跟主耶稣基督的关系就好像新郎跟新妇的关系。
The Bible tells us our relationship with our Lord is like in a bride and a groom.
所以我们常常鼓励弟兄姐妹要定时、定向、定次的。跟天上的真神来祷告。
And that's why we encourage our brother sister to set a time and a place and a day to pray to our Lord.
那今天我们同样的，你要增进夫妻的情感，你也要像跟主耶稣增进情感一样，要把这个时间找出来。
And likewise, if you wish to improve and enhance this relationship with your spouse, you must find time to communicate with them.
我们知道我们今天有给工作 priority， 我们把时间挪出来给我们的工作。
To realize that today we have prioritized our work.
我们把我们的优先摆出来给我们的孩子。
And we have prioritized our children.
我们把优先摆出来给神。
We have prioritized God.
但是常常我们也不一定有那个优先，就是把那个时间摆出来给我们的配偶。
But sometimes we have neglected to prioritize our spouse.
这样子婚姻怎么可能不会出问题呢
？So with that, how can your marriage not go wrong?
所以我们一定要找时间哈。
So we must find the time.
我们如果说，比如说你一天有一个运动的时间哦，你跟太太一起走个路，也可以讲讲话，或跟先生。
For example, if you have time every day to exercise, you can exercise with your spouse and chat with them.
或者是这个一起大家都在工作，回家一起煮个饭，煮个饭的时间也可以找那个时间沟通一下。
Or if both of the
煮饭也不用花脑筋呢。
If both of the partners work, you can cook together at home.
每天真的有时间去读圣经，利用圣经的话语沟通一下。
If you have time, you can even read the Bible together to communicate through the words of God.
这个都是找时间呢。
Oh, these are finding time.
那更让我们发觉到这个雅各给我们一个很好的学习，就是他这个沟通是一个 undivided attention 就是一个在他圣经特别记载他们在田野会面这是把孩子的问题家里的问题把它拨开就是。一个时间谈一个很重要的事情。
Another wonderful example we can learn from Jacob is that he shows undivided attention to his spouse where he invited them out to the fields and set apart time from his children.
今天我们说我们跟神祷告我们要专心。
So today when we say we pray to God, we must focus and concentrate.
如果不专心的话呢神不会听我们的祷告。
If you do not concentrate, God will not listen to our prayers.
今天我们跟我们的配偶谈一些重要的沟通我们也不希望有的人来打扰我们因为我们 是经营一个婚姻的问题。
And likewise, today when we communicate important matters with our spouse, we wish for no one to interfere with us.
如果你有搭飞机的经验呢，前面他都会介绍一下这个飞机的安全情形。
If you ever have the experience of flying on a plane, prior to flying, departing, they will have an introduction.
我听了好几次，那个空服员都会讲一句话，他说 ：“Please give us your undivided attention.” 我说哇，连这个听那这个飞机的安全问题都要给他一个不能分心的一种专心呢、啊。
So the flight attendant will always say, "Please give us your undivided attention." Even the flight attendants would say that.
所以说，我们把电视打开，跟太太、跟先生聊，真的要深入沟通很难呐、啊，边看电视很难呐、啊。
So if we turn on our TV while we're trying to communicate with our spouse, and that is very difficult.
如果还在那边，孩子在那边吵吵闹闹，你要关怀，说要深入的沟通也是很难呐、啊。
So if your children are around, playing very loudly, then it's very hard for you to communicate.
有一次我要找我孩子说话，我要跟我的孩子说话。
So one time I wanted to talk to my children.
我觉得我还是很厉害，他可以哦，边跟同学 chat 哦，然后呢，这个头转个头看我，然后哔哩吧啦哔哩跟人家 chat， 然后又回答我的问题。我说哇，你怎么那么厉害？可以这样子哦，不看 keyboard， 然后一直打一打，然后还可以跟我讲话。
So I realized how my children are quite amazing. They can chat and type at the keyboard and talk with me, speak with me at the same time.
我说大哥，你这样跟我讲话，好像对我有点不太尊敬哎。
So I said to him, my son, you seem a little bit disrespectful by talking to me like this.
反正我叫我孩子都叫大哥大姐了，叫我。
So I call my sons and my daughter big sister.
这个这样子，你没有一个你没有一个专注哦，你怎么真的把事情谈出来呢
？So by doing that, you don't have a focus. So how can you truly speak your heart?
所以我们说沟通啊，你也要花一点精神进去了。
So when we say communication,
不是随随便便的啦。
You cannot just do it so easily. You must put some effort and heart into it.
那再来，我们说真的要倾心如水。
Then we say we must pour it out like water.
什么叫做倾心如水呢
？What does it mean by communication like water?
我们说更深祷告，那个水倒出来啊，我们是不保留的啦，一直倒倒倒，把我们内心的东西都倒给神呐、啊。那我想，我们沟通跟我们的配偶、我们的家人沟通也是一样，你是没有保留的，把你的问题、把你的需要。把它讲出来的才叫倾心如水啊。
So today when we say we communicate to God, we pour out our heart without any reservation. So likewise, when we communicate with our spouse, we should pour out all of our hearts without any reservation.
我们看这个雅各啊，跟太太讲话的内容就是一种倾心如水的表现。
So if you look at the content of Jacob's communication with his wife, this is an act of pouring his heart out.
我们看31章第5节读到第10节。
Let's read chapter 31 from verse 5 to 10.
31章第5节到第10节。
31 verse 5 to 10.Verse 5, he said to them, I see that your father's attitude toward me is not what it was before, but the God of my father has been with me. 6, you know that I've worked for your father with all my strength. 7, yet your father had cheated me by changing my wages 10 times. However, God has not allowed him to harm me. 8, if he said the speckled ones will not be your wages, then all the flocks gave birth to speckled ones, speckled young. And if he said the streaked ones will be your wages, then all the flocks will be streaked young.9. So God had taken away your father's livestock and has given them to me. 10. In breeding season, I had a dream which I looked up and saw that the male goats mating with the flock were streaked, speckled, or spotted.
大家有没有注意到，其实雅各讲的对象是这两个太太的爸爸。这个有时候我们如果跟我的太太讲你家人不好，他会气死，真的。
So have you realized that Jacob was actually talking to his wives about their father?
但是他实在是已经思考很久的一个问题了，他必须要把他心里的感受哦，跟他的太太来沟通了、
啊。I believe this was a problem that was troubling him, so he indeed had to communicate this problem with his wives.
所以他已经谈到哦，真的，爸爸哦，骗我十次了呢。
So even mentioned that your father has cheated me for 10 times already.
那个坏事哦，他也讲了。
He even spoke of the bad things.
好事也讲，你知道吗？但是神有恩惠在我身上呢。
He spoke of the good as well, and that God's grace is with him.
他的梦想也讲，你知道吗？我做了一个梦呢。
He also spoke of his dream.
你看神哦，就是告诉我，就是说，那个爸爸虽然对我这样子哦，我的财产会越来越多了。羊跳的情形怎么样？神让他做梦啊。
And God told him that in the dream that though his father had treated him illy, all that he had would be his.
所以跟配偶分享的是现在、过去、未来、梦想，好的、坏的。他全部把心底的话统统掏出来讲啊。
So what we share with our spouse is everything in our heart, whether it's the past, the present, future, or good or bad.
我想我们夫妻的一个沟通哦，应该 应该要到达这样清心如水的一种地步。
So I believe this is a stage that should, we should reach in our communication with our spouse that is just like pouring out like water.
我不晓得跟大家讲一个故事，有一次我在纽约开车
I do not know whether I showed you this story before. One time I was driving in New York.
那是下雪的天气。
It was a day of heavy snow.
我旁边坐一个阿兵哥，他是维吉尼亚军校毕业的一个弟兄。
And they were sitting beside me was a brother who graduated from Virginia Tech.
Military.
Military.
No. 那我因为那个因为我的车子很烂那个下雪很滑，所以我那天真的开到我的手心冒汗，我这个哇。这个实在是手心冒汗。
So because the road was very slippery and my car was very old, so I drove till both of my hands were sweating in the steering wheel.
所以我就说，哎，兄弟，哎，我现在真的很紧张哎，哇，这个真的是，我这个手心在冒汗呢。
So I turned to him and said, my brother, I'm very nervous now for my both palms are sweating.
我们这个好弟兄怎么跟我讲，你知道吗
？So what did this old brother say to me?
哦，大哥。如果紧张的话，你要一个人紧张，你怎么可以让我跟陈一起忧虑呢
？So he said, brother, if you want to be nervous, just be nervous by yourself. Why do you let me worry now?
我突然想一个问题。
So I thought of this question.
我把你当成好兄弟啊。
So I treated you as my big brother, my good brother. Therefore, I told you.
什么时候应该让对方知道，什么时候不让对方知道呢
？So when's the time for other party to know and not to know?
那也许朋友有些忧虑，你不用让他知道，这是好的啦。
Perhaps it is good that you don't have to tell your friend all your worries.
但是如果是夫妻呢？
As for spouse,
你可以瞒多久呢
？How long can you hide from them？
你可以假装你也坚强，假装多久呢
？How can you pretend？ How long can you pretend that you are strong？
什么叫做一体呢
？What does it mean by one body？
所以我突然想这个问题，
So I suddenly thought of this question。
所以我在想，清心如水的一种倾诉哦，应该是你一些忧虑恐惧哦。可以请对方来跟你一起祷告了，请你配偶来跟你祷告，一起分享人生的经历、内心的世界的。
So when I thought this act of pouring your heart out like water should be one that be able to share all your fears and struggles with your spouse.
因为常常这样子了，你才能够看清楚啊，才能够知道，就是真的知道对方在想什么了。
Because oftentimes it's by this that you can truly understand what the other party is thinking.
我想大家做参考了哦。常常你把内心的想法讲出来，就更能够增进两个人之间的 binding 哦，那个聚合力会更强一点。
And this is just for reference, but if you can truly try to communicate and speak your mind and heart, then you can pull together or pull closer that relationship.
这又让我想起一个故事。
And this reminds me of another story.
我想我在这边讲过，我在 NYTS 听到一个林弟兄他做见证。
So during NYTS, I heard of a brother Lin testify in this way.
他说他有一段时间，因为爸爸妈妈做生意很忙，都没有时间关怀他了。
So he said there's a period of time his parents were occupied with their work, so they could not care for him.
有段时间想要自杀，因为觉得很孤单，没有人理解他。
So during that period of time, he wanted to commit suicide, for he felt no one understood him and cared for him.
那在这个想要自杀的同时呢，有一个朋友打电话跟他讲，他要自杀。
So at that very same time, another friend called him and said he also wanted to commit suicide.
半夜就开车到朋友他家，第一件事情就是车子把朋友的车堵起来好，跟朋友聊到这个凌晨就是一直劝他，
所
以到最后把朋友劝出来了，朋友不自杀了。
So in that same night, he during the midnight, he drove to his friend's house and blocked his friend's car so he could not get out and communicated with him and talked him out of committing suicide.
结果他回家之后他妈妈问他说：“你怎么这么晚回来呢
？”So after he returned home, his mother asked me, "How come you came back so late?"
他说：“没事，就进房间了。
”After he said nothing, he went.
他觉得自己做了一个很好的事情但是不晓得要跟谁讲，连妈妈都没办法讲，因为他觉得爸爸妈妈跟他平时就是没有一个沟通没有一个好好的一个关怀。我是沟通的管道。
Even though he had just done such a great thing, he did not want to communicate or tell them to his parents, for they lacked that mutual communication on a daily basis.
有一天不好意思，大概十几年之后，就是他几年之后，有一天晚上睡觉，爸爸把他摇起来
So about a few years later, during the middle of the night, his father woke him up.
因为他父母亲的感情不好，跟儿子讲说：“儿子，你看你妈妈去了，你妈妈要自杀。”
So his father woke him up and say, "Look, your mother has gone to commit suicide."
结果他去看他妈真的拿着走轮枪想要杀死他自己。
So he looked at his mom and she was trying to kill herself.
但是他大概一辈子没有看过枪，不晓得怎么漏那个子弹。
So she was holding a shotgun, but she never held one, so she didn't know how to load the.
这个儿子才跟妈妈讲他内心的世界
So it was then when the son finally told her
how he felt.
And he said, Mom, please don't commit suicide.
几年前我也想要自杀。
He said, I once wanted to kill myself a few years back.
为了你们，我没有自杀。
But because of you, I did not do so.
一个朋友想要自杀，我才知道全世界很多人都想要自杀。
So when my friend wanted to commit suicide, then I realized many also wanted to commit suicide.
他会知道他那天跟妈妈讲很多啊，会知道，因为他把内心的世界啊，清心如水，统统倒出来。那个晚上，他会要跟他妈妈变得好亲近，好亲近啊。
It was because of that very night he poured out his heart like water and shared with his mother everything he had felt. He felt his relationship got closer.
所以我在想，这个雅各哦，他真的是，我在想我们夫妻哦，有时候应该是两个一体嘛，应该是好的、坏的、现在、未来、梦想，通通是可以讲的啦。
So I believe since the spouse we are one, that means whether it is your past, present, future, or any dreams or struggles you have, you can tell each other.
为什么后来婚姻会破裂呢？
Why is it that broken marriages come about?
因为我们都知道，一般的外邦人，我们都知道他们哦，一般的婚姻就是结婚之后啊，常常一段时间之后，那个感觉啊，那个爱情的感觉都已经递减了。
And we know for many Gentile spouses is because after a period of time after marriage that romance or that love will slowly disappear.
我们也是一样啦。
And likewise for us.
那我们更清楚地看清对方的缺点。
But we can see each other's shortcomings even more clearly.
那这时候孩子又生下来。
And now our children have been born.
大家都在忙着孩子，孩子成为是我们生命的中心。
And our children has become the center of our lives.
所以大家那种沟通的那种 quality time 就减少很多很多了。
So eventually that quality time for communication become less and less.
也不晓得怎么样把我的感受跟对方来讲，彼此来得进步。
And we no longer know how to communicate our feelings and thoughts with each other.
最后就是一直累积，一直累积啊，到最后就爆了。
As a result, it builds up day after day until one day finally.
所以我们真的要学习雅各哦，那真的把心里倒出来。
So you must learn from Jacob to pour his heart out.
心里倒出来，尤其是要沟通的是神要我们走什么样的路啊
？Especially what to say or pour out is the way that God wants us to walk on.
我们来读十一节哈，三十一章十一节。
Let's read Genesis 31 verse 11.
三十一章十一节到十六节，很快读啊。
11 to 16, 11. And the angel of God said to me in the dream, Jacob, I answered, Here I am. 12. And he said, Look up and see that all the male goats.Mating with a flock are streaked, speckled, or spotted, for I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. 13. And the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar, and where you made a vow to me, now leave this land at once and go back to your native land. 14. And Rachel and Leah replied, Do we still have any share in the inheritance of our father's estate? 15. Does he not regard us as foreigners?Not only has he sold us, but he has used up what was paid for us. 16. Surely all the wealth that God took away from our father belongs to us and our children, so do whatever God has told you.
这个沟通就是为了要走神的路哦。
So this communication is for the purpose of walking on God's path.
真的，今天呢，我们要从神那边了解我们生命的方向。
So truly, we must understand, have a clear direction of our life.
然后呢，把神的意识好好的把我们心里的感受、神的意识，好好的跟我们配偶来谈，神要我们当走的路到底是什么
？Then very carefully and clearly communicate to our spouse what is the path that God has.
所以我们婚姻哦，一定要有神在我们生命当中啊。
So in our marriage, we must have God in our lives.
这样子的沟通，你会知道说它是一个更有意义的，然后更能说服对方的一个沟通。
With that, you notice your communication is one that is more effective and more meaningful.
我常常在教会看到很多很恩爱的夫妻啊。
And within church, I often witness many loving marriages.
真的常常看他们诗班一起参加。
When I see them join choir together,
有时候访问也一起参加。
They even attend visitation together.
有时候度假，几个这种教会的同龄们也一起啊，就是几对夫妻啊，一起啊，这样在一起啊。
And sometimes a few different couples would go on a vacation together.
他们都有一些婚姻问题啊。
And of course, they all have their marriage problems.
有时候借着这样彼此沟通呢，也把自己的糗事讲给对方听啊，对方听一听啊，其他的啊听一听啊，就是。用神的道理啊，继续来扶持彼此啊。
But it's through this occasion they can share with each other their problems, and by that they can support and help each other in Christ.
所以我们希望从雅各来学习一些沟通的技巧。
So we hope to
learn some 倾心吐意的沟通。
We hope to learn some communication techniques through Jacob.
那亚伯拉罕，我觉得跟他太太讲一个很困难的沟通哦，他也讲得通哎。
As for Abraham, even though in times of difficulty, he was able to communicate with his wife.
我们来看创世纪十二章，我们下个 slide。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章十一节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 11。
十二章十一节，这是一个很难的事情啊，很难很难讲的事情啊，因为哦， 啊，他要叫他太太哦，啊，叫他做哥哥啊，而且目的是为了要保护自己的性命。
And this was a very difficult situation when he told his wife to become his, that he would be, become her brother be,、in order to、keep his own life.
我在想为什么这个傻啦这样傻乎乎的、啊、那么单纯那、啊、就真的听先生的话呢到底这个当然这个要求不一定是对的哦。但是我们会知道、啊、我们也从亚伯拉罕、啊、来学习沟通的技巧。
So、myself,
而且困难的情况的这样的沟通。
So I thought to myself, how could Sarah be so naive and accept this proposal from his、husband?
我们来看12章11节。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 11.
请读。
As he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife Sarah, I know what a beautiful woman you are.
你在读亚伯拉罕的故事、哦、从来不会觉得亚伯拉罕是一个罗曼蒂克的人、啊、他是一个硬邦邦的人、啊。
So when we read of the stories of Abraham, you never think him as a very romantic person.
但是这么一个硬邦邦的人他还懂得赞美他太太呢。
But even such a hard person knows how to compliment his wife.
我知道你是一个很漂亮的姐妹哦。
I know what a beautiful sister you are.
哦我想如果他太太哦不晓得。我不晓得他有没有常常听到这句话了但是我相信任何太太哦听到先生这样讲哦一定是心花朵朵开的啦。
So I don't know if Sarah often heard of this, but for any、wife who hears this from their husband, must be very joyful.
没有错，圣经上讲赞美是归神的哈、哦，赞美是归神的。
And it's right that all the praises are belong or they belong to God.
但是有几次你看到人得到赞美啊
？But for a few times you can see how men also receive compliments and praises.
夫妻啊，你看那个雅各啊，就在谈到夫妻的幸福来自于彼此的 appreciation， 你对对方的一种啊啊一种。一种感念、感怀、感恩啊，感激啊。
Especially between couples, for example, Song of Solomon, it speaks of this appreciation between the husband and wife.
所以你看那个良人都教我讲什么呢？他说：“哇，你是啊，好像百合花在荆棘里面，哇，这个是多美的话。”
So you can say how the man says to the church, "You're just like a
lily in the throne,
in the
mountain
throne."
这是多么好的，让人家觉得多舒服的一句话。
And this is such a soothing and beautiful phrase.
你看家偶跟良人怎么讲？你好像苹果树在森林里面。You're like an apple tree in the forest.
You're like an apple tree in the forest.
你看那个良人听到这句话，你看我常常坐在你的树下面啊，尝你的果子。这个是一个多好听的话。
What a wonderful phrase it is when he said, "Often sit under the apple trees to taste the fruit."
所以我觉得圣经上教我们哦，沟通是你要真的。要秀，要常常显示出你对对方是一种感念、感恩、感激的。
So the Bible teaches us we must show this appreciation to our friend and family.
这是对他的肯定啊。
And this is a confirmation.
这样可以把他内心最好的把他举出来。
And you can bring about the best and the good in them.
不然你下次试试看哦。
Well, why not try it next time?
你太太煮饭的时候一直跟他讲说，哇，你今天晚上煮的真的好，真的煮好吃的时候哦，其他时候不一定要讲哦。今天晚上真的煮好吃，你讲一句话，哎，你今天晚上真的煮的很好吃呢。
The next time they have cooked a very wonderful meal, why not compliment by saying it is very tasty?
真的，你如果常常这样讲哦，下次一定会越煮越好吃了。
So believe it or not, if you say that all the time, the next time that your cooking will become.
因为
常常
想，哎呀，今天怎么盐巴放这么多
？So one time, if you say, "Why did you add so much salt?"
哎呀，今天怎么酱油放这么多
？And say, "Why did you add so much soy sauce?"
明天回家再来跟你讲，今天晚上吃外面。
So the next time you go home, the wife will tell you we're eating out today.
没饭吃了啦。
There's no more dinner.
所以真的，我们你看。这么难的一个事情，要叫对方叫哥哥不，这是保护自己生命。你赞美下去，哇，这个太太心都软了。
So even in such a difficult time, when you ask your wife to call you brother with such a compliment, you have softened her heart.
所以我们说，开刀之前你要下麻药呢。
So this is why before your surgery, you must have anesthesia.
真的，你要打人家嘴巴之前，要先给他一个糖果吃一下啦。
Indeed, before you slap someone on the cheek, give them a piece of candy.
当然不要打人家嘴巴了哦。我的意思就是说。真的要懂得怎么样赞美、哦、
Of course, what I'm trying to say is learn how to praise and compliment.
那再来就是我懂这个男人哦，他的这个亚伯拉罕也很懂得，就是把他的软弱跟挫折把他讲出来。
And we see that Abraham, as a man, he knew how to speak out his own weaknesses.
那我们看十二章。
Let's read.
十二章的十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.When the Egyptians see you, they will say, "This is his wife," and they will kill me, but will let you live.
这句话什么意思？
What does this mean?
我很怕死哎。
I'm afraid of death.
我怕。
I am afraid.
所以我觉得你怕真的可以讲了哦，跟你太太讲没有关系啦。
So if you truly fear, it is okay to tell your wife.
哦，因为 没有一个人不软弱的。
Because there's not a person without any weaknesses.
但是哦，我也觉得说，当你听到你配偶的软弱，或是他表达他软弱哦，不要笑他呢。
But I believe when you hear of the weaknesses or fear of your spouse, don't laugh at them.
你如果你跟配偶讲一个，哎呀，我真的很软弱，这个，那你说，哎，没有一个男人这样子的啦，你这么没有胆量，你看他下次敢不敢讲，要不要讲？
So if one day your spouse tells you, I am very weak and fear this, and you just laugh at them saying, what is so fearful about that? Then next time they will not tell you anything.
所以我们真的 要接受 也敢讲，不是说我没有眼泪，我是有的，不是我很刚强，我是有软弱的。
So we must be able to accept and dare to tell our spouse that I am also weak and I'm not as strong as
they always. 请你要帮我祷告。
Please pray for me.
最后他怎么说呢？看十三节。
And what did she say in verse 13? Say you are my sister so that I will be treated well for your sake and my life will be spared because of you.
啊，十三节。啊，十三节第一句话讲什么？
Say you are my sister.
Say 啊，不是求你说啊。
是 NIV.
啊 ，NIV 啊。我查那个原文哦，那个有求你 ，I pray thee 哦 ，I beseech thee， 求你。哎，你看看，你把这个"求"这个字拿出来，这个是跟神用的字呢，求神那个字呢。你可以想象一个大男人用求神那个字来求他老婆吗
？So the original text of this word say is to plead and beseech you. So can you imagine a man begging, beseeching his wife？
当时的社会是一个男人为主的社会呢。
And back then, it was a male-dominant society.
叫男人低姿态来讲这个事情是很不简单的哦。
We speak how a man had lowered himself. This is not a very easy task.
所以哦，如果我们常常把那个男人大男主义摆出来说，我是男人，这个豪迈潇洒，我什么都可以。
We've often portrayed that attitude of male being a male, or as a man, then.
这样真的你在困难的时候你很难把自己的意思、哦、真的可以把那个内心的那种需求让对方可以理解
But in times of difficulty it's very hard for you to lower yourself and tell your weakness
彼得前书第三章讲夫妻要彼此尊重不是太太听先生的先生也要敬重太太
So in 1 Peter chapter 3 tells us that they must mutually respect each other
那尊重啊敬重啊就是沟通的第一个最重要的法则啊
And to honor and respect, the first key is to communicate.
所以你看到圣经里面不只是亚伯兰求太太而已。
So within the Bible, we see not only Abraham besieged his wife.
耶罗伯安虽然是个坏蛋。
Even though Jeroboam was a very bad person.
但是他儿子啊生病的时候，圣经讲他求他老婆啊化妆啊去找先知啊，问他儿子会不会死掉啊。
So when his son was sick, he asked his wife to disguise herself and ask the prophet whether he would live or not.
也是那个字 beseech, pray, 我求你一个王呢，求老婆去化妆做别人啊，去问，也是用求的。
So in the same manner, the king, a man, he beseeched and prayed for his wife so that she could do this.
我们不是说今天不是说我们应该用这个故事来谈说我们应该学这个亚伯拉罕求老婆跟我们一起做坏事，像亚拿尼亚跟撒灰拉。或者是亚当跟夏娃求你来跟我吃这个父母上不是在教我们要一起来做坏事而是说在沟通很困难的时候男人有时候也要放下身段
So today we're not using the story of Abraham to teach us that even spouses we must plead for each other to do or do commit wrongs rather it's to tell us that we must be able to put down our humble ourselves in times of difficulties
真的如果我们的配偶能够体会到我们那个真诚的关怀软弱需要你对他真的有一个感觉真的有一个我听到一个传道人他讲过他说如果一个太太可以感受到先生的那种需要跟好啊做牛做马死都甘愿真的
So I've heard of this testimony from a pastor's wife saying that once your spouse can feel your sincerity and your earnest and all your everything that you need then they will be willing to do anything for you.
Even die for you.
And even die for you.
我想撒拉的心情就是这样子他知道那个是不对的但是你看先生今天做这样的一种沟通啊。
I believe that was what Sarah felt even though she knew it was not right.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们啊。
So may our Lord Jesus help us.
我们在座很多年轻人也很多新婚的结婚不久的生孩子的。
And there are many youth amongst us who are newlyweds.
我们盼望大家能够学习啊这种怎么样请心如水的一种沟通
I hope that we can all learn how to communicate like pouring out our hearts
都可以建立美好的家庭
So we may build and establish a very well family Let's sing hymn together